Well, wait, why would a chicken even be crossing the road in the first place?
Welcome to More Philly Union, the podcast where we seek to more perfectly unite Philadelphia Union fans through discussion and digression, laughter and tears, and most of all, our shared love of the U. We are your hosts. I'm C.
I'm E.
And I'm Paul.
So we are, if we sound a little perkier, we are recording earlier than typical tonight because someone has to go see if Timothy Chalamet does a better job than Kyle MacLachlan at whatever is going on in Dune.
I will kill him!
I'm so glad you did that because I was looking for a way to work it in.
I'm just not wearing the leather thong, okay?
A little leather underpants.
You do not want to see that.
Although, if we get enough downloads, let's...
Yeah, get enough downloads.
It's not impossible.
We get Paul on a thong. Let's do this. Let's make this happen, people.
And he'll run
Jim
out
Carrey
the
said
field.
In Dumb and Dumber, you're saying there's a chance. No, there really isn't.
No. So, kicking things off, new international download from...
Yeah, our international brand continues and continues to expand, and our little pegboard of all the countries that we have a download from just increased by one. Welcome India. So we have our new listeners over there in India. So welcome.
Awesome. Getting a few more time zones away, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So
we just tapped into a like billion plus market. So we're going to take off now. I just know it. We're huge in New Delhi. And crickets is the correct response. So go ahead.
Crickets or cricket?
Well done. Well done.
Come on.
Yeah. That does deserve some hand claps.
As always, our Help Us Help the U challenge. We are trying something a little different this year, trying to get some interaction on social media. So for this week, we have simplified it even further, folks. If you comment on the post that accompanies this particular episode, that I always put something out, it's sometimes a little wacky, usually a song involved on Instagram. But check it out if you can comment just anything about the team, about the pod, about the season, about all the various tournaments we are and are not in. Just let us know you're out there. We're looking for at least 5 comments. So that would be great if you could do that. We would appreciate it. And that's on any of our platforms. That would be Threads, Twitter, or Instagram. Instagram is my preferred, but hey, you do you.
Come on, people. We know you're out there. Let us know you hear us.
Absolutely. So, and as always, if you just want to directly help the foundation, please go to PhiladelphiaUnionFoundation.org and click on that donate button. So let's get into it so we don't miss any Dune.
Yeah, we've got a speed run this episode.
Yeah. So first game, we did take a pass at trying to cover this sort of live last week and then decided against it. So let's cover it now. That would be the February 27th, second CONCACAF Champions Cup game. Match. Saprissa Union ended in a draw, but Union wins on aggregate 6-5 with goals by Carranza, Sullivan, and Ura. What do you guys, have any takeaways from that match other than the fact that we advanced?
Well, it was a game. There
it was
were
a game.
Teams on the field and they played for 120 minutes. And,
oh, Lord, did they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was frustrating. Let's be honest. It was we coming out of the first leg up 3-2, figured as long as they showed up and didn't totally poop the bed, they'd be okay.
I mean, we had 3 away goals. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, then we give up 3 away goals before regulation. I mean, I guess we're lucky that at least it was 3-2 and went to overtime.
Yeah.
So real quick, let's just do a quick whip around. Once they got the 3-2, how many of you just wanted, how many of us just wanted them to lose? Because I was like, I'd be okay with us bowing out. Nobody expects anything at this point. Let's go. Just concentrate on the league.
Christy?
I mean, yeah, I was okay with it at that point. I mean, not okay with it, but if that had happened, I would not have shed a tear.
Yeah. I also, because we so readily gave up those three away goals, that thought went through my head. I'm like, you know what, if we're gonna be cutting it this close this soon into the tournament, maybe it's better just to bow out and focus on the regular season.
Yeah.
I do have at least one positive I would take away from the game.
And that is
Zemla. I thought played well in net.
I agree.
He is showing to be a very capable, I'll even put this in air quotes, backup keeper. Mm-hmm. All due respect to Joe Bendik and you know stuff like that. I feel it's only been what, two games that he was in net for us. I feel fairly confident with him in net. Not Andre Blake level confident, but it's that gap is a much narrower gap these days with him. So I really enjoyed.
I agree that I was more comfortable with him back there.
Yeah.
But they gave up a goal, at least one goal in every game that he played.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the defense definitely is not as comfortable with him playing as keeper. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's something that comes with time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's made some big saves, though, in each game, which mm-hmm. maybe, you know, that one data point is heavily skewing my opinion. But I literally just was lamenting about how we gave up three goals. And then the next thing I say is, I like Zemla net, but I do like him.
I think that's fair though. I mean, he was, some of those saves were so, so good. So, I mean, I think there is a matter of time getting used to the team. He is brand new, you know, and I did feel a little more comfortable with him than I might've with Bendik after a few appearances. You know, it's kind of 6.5 dozen of the other so far, but he looks confident and can only improve with time. So, yeah.
Does that make we have two native German speakers out in the field now? I think so, right?
Yes. Right. At least two. So, and a few who can probably get by. So we're through to the next round.
Yep.
As
round
we know.
Of 16.
Round of 16. Between there, before we get to that, we had the March 2nd matchup, just regular old league play. Imagine that, good old fashioned. And that was Union versus Kansas City, at Kansas City in Blue Hill. That was a draw, a 1-1 draw. Semla in net again.
Before we get into the game, can I just say I missed the Argyle? I wish that there was more Argyle in Kansas City. They used to have that cool Argyle that they did, but
they still have it.
They still had a little bit of an Argyle pattern on it. Yeah,
I mean,
maybe it wasn't as pronounced. It's a more sublimated kind of situation. Yeah,
I was going to say the Union's new home jersey looks more Argyle than the Kansas City jerseys.
Fair, actually, I hadn't thought of that as a variation on Argyle, but you're right.
There was still some Argyle going on in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It wasn't as pronounced.
So we had Carranza out of this game with a thigh injury.
Yeah.
And I know we actually weren't able to watch this live, but Paul did text with some thoughts about a bit of a mixed up, not mixed up, freshened up. I don't know. There's a better term for it. Lineup. So. If you wanted to share your thoughts on
that. I mean there was quite a lot of rotation, you know, in the lineup for this Kansas City game, so definitely made me think that Curtin, at least at the beginning of the season, is valuing the CONCACAF Champions Cup
mm-hmm.
play. Then we're going to see the starters there more than we're going to see in the league play. You know, I imagine that might change depending on the matchup week to week and, you know, in both levels. But I would say, though, that if that's the case and they're concentrating on CONCACAF Champions Cup and then they're going to rotate the others more, I'm okay with that. I also thought it was interesting kind of backing that up in his post-game press conference from the Sporting Kansas City game, he mentioned that for these guys at their level of physical training, 45 minutes is a training session for them. So they could pretty much do that every day. So we might still see some of the regular starters play in 45 minutes of the season and then still play in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which could be an interesting approach. I still think it's a lot of minutes on legs.
Yeah.
And I still worry about it. But, you know, hey, it seems like they're at least addressing it and making a comment. And I was glad to see it.
Because it helps, too, that we have all these younger players still peppered throughout our roster to help.
I mean, look at the guys up front to start. They're all
the four babies. Young guys.
Yeah, I mean, so I definitely think you have a good point about the Champions Cup and the value, you know, that might be placed on it. But I'm wondering too if there's just a little bit of let's see what they can do too, just in general.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because there's only so many games in preseason, so. So luckily, thankfully, I would just like to point out that the very late game equalizer was scored by our beloved Ali Bedoya.
Yay!
Yes, exactly. And someone I know from Kansas City sent me a message saying that we were lucky to get that goal. And I thought I had not yet watched the game when I got that message. So, I actually thought they were a bit lucky to get their goal, because if Martinez had not pulled up with his knee or leg injury, because he pulled up short just as he was getting to the guy who ended up scoring, you know, he would have definitely been a part of that play. Yeah. So whether, you know, they could have still scored, who knows? But I think I'd just like to say, I think there was a bit of luck on both sides, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more skill on ours. Just saying. I think
the luck for the Union really was not so much the goal. The luck was that throw in that happened like two plays prior. You know, because we got awarded that throw in. You know, there's a ball moving along the sideline. It clearly went on the replay. You could clearly see it went off Aura before it went out. And the ref awarded the throw into the Union. Union get the quickly take, you know, this is in the dying minutes of the game, so the Union quickly throw the ball in. They run it down towards Kansas City side of the field. Ball goes out in our favor. We get the corner kick, and Ali puts it in. The goal itself was not lucky. That was just, you know, Ali doing Ali's thing. But you know what? Them's the break sometimes. Right, it happened in our favor this game. It'll probably happen against us sometime later.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the books always balance. So this is the one time where, you know, it went in our favor, and I will take it. And also, it's just awesome to see Ali out there. You know,
oh, so good,
captain of our hearts.
That's right,
getting that equalizer.
Potential song for the episode. We'll see. So then third game to report on, third and final for this week is the match from last night, next CONCACAF Champions Cup round, Pachuca versus us at home. And that was a 0-0 draw.
I see a pattern emerging here. It's three draws in a row.
Yeah.
An uncomfortable pattern that I'm okay if they start breaking with some wins.
Yeah.
If they start breaking wins, yes.
There it is.
That's going to hurt me.
Well, a few just fun things about the lineup here. A little bit more traditional here. Blake back in net. As much as we
that was so good to see.
So good to see him back. You're right. Martinez also starting. You know, again, after last time, we're a little concerned because he kind of hobbled off the field a bit. And Ali as captain.
So nice.
That did the heart good. So
like old times.
It was good to see him out there. Yeah.
Yep. Carranza was a game time decision. Apparently still with that thigh injury and did not make the starting lineup. Yeah, I thought overall, I mean, just to kick it off, this was a more compelling game than Kansas City, even with the certain frustrations that might have come out of it. but it was definitely a lot more happening, a lot of chances.
Yeah, Paul, I know you said that it was a little, I don't know if you used the word disappointing in the text, but even though it was a nil-nil draw, I thought the game was exciting. Not that you didn't think it was exciting, but I thought it was a pretty good back and forth game. There was definitely nervous making on Pachuca's side. There were definitely opportunities on our side. Apparently, I think players get paid extra the more they send the balls over the crossbar of the goals. There's plenty of that going on in the game. But it was definitely an energetic game. It was not, there's no lack of energy.
I don't remember if I used the term disappointing, but it was a frustrating game because this was the first one that I got to go and see in person. And Nate and I got tickets in the Sons of Ben section, and which is always a good time, especially now that he's old enough that I don't have to worry about him hearing new words. he's heard them all. But going down there and watching it, like the Union just seemed a half second too slow or more, a step too slow. They were they'd get on the ball and they wouldn't get control of it to make the next pass before a Pachuca player would get there. You know, they'd get an opportunity in the box and they couldn't get the shot off because it had to take an extra touch or two. It's early season doldrums. I don't doubt. I'm sure that by July, when they're in stride, these sorts of things will be automatic and first time, and they'll be able to find that space. It just was frustrating, a little frustrating. Not totally frustrating, just a little frustrating that they couldn't make more of it. And Gajdog in the second half that had opportunity in the box and it just got stuck under his feet. And it was literally, that was the side of the goal I was on. We were like 7 yards or 7 rows back. And like the place was just like holding its breath, waiting for him to take that shot because he had a window. Yeah. There were a couple of opportunities, like Eric said, they could have scored some goals there. And they just did it. Yeah. And Pachuca, the time wasting, I get it. It's part of CONCACAF, but it doesn't make it less frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
Their players in the referee's ear every time something happens just incited the Union players then to do the same thing. And that always frustrates the heck out of me, as my son is now a referee and I don't like seeing people yelling at the referees. I've actually stopped making all referee comments when I watch games or go to games. I don't disagree with the sentiments from the stand a lot of the time, but at the same point, I bite my tongue and I bite it hard because I know that they're trying to do the best they can. They're not honestly, probably aren't being paid to favor one side or the other.
Fingers crossed. Yeah,
they're trust but verify, right? But I was glad to be out there. It turned out to be a much nicer night than it looked like. Rain all morning. I knew the rain was going to stop. I definitely dressed in layers. And at the beginning, I was driving down there, I was a little worried I was going to be too hot, but it was definitely comfortable in the stands. And especially once you're standing and jumping and cheering and all, it was a good time.
Yeah.
But it was just frustrating not to see them not give it, not get a goal for all of their effort. Same point, they didn't give one up. They did give up a couple of dangerous shots. Pachuca just couldn't find the net. And I think we have to talk about that sequence in the box that was called a PK. And, short answer was it got called back and it was right to be called back.
Absolutely.
Real quick before we get to that, it's interesting your take on it. I was actually impressed with them not taking as many touches on the ball. It depended on who it was and the situation and that, but I thought there were a couple times McGlynn turned it around right quick, and I was surprised because usually I'm used to them kind of taking one extra for my sitting at home on the couch taste. But you know, I don't know if that's just a perception thing, you know, being there versus being at home. I'm not sure, but
there could be a bit of that. I would think so, that there, you know, you guys see a lot more of the replay stuff that happens.
Right.
We're seeing it live, and unless it's on the big board, we don't see it. Because
exactly
when the foul was called, when the PK was called, I didn't really know what the call was, and they don't show it in the stadium.
Yeah,
they do not replay that in the stadium until VAR is called.
Right. So let's get into that. That was the 49th minute, and it was a handball called on Harriel. And there was, you know, the usual wailing and gnashing of teeth at the ref, and, you know, VAR, but actually did go to VAR and not only reversed the card, but gave a card to Pachuca and a free kick to the Union.
For
a handball that had actually happened previous to Harriel's on a Pachuca player. So that would have, you know, Harriel's would have never happened if they had called the first one. So that was kind of fascinating and very rarely seen to have a card reversed like that.
Yeah, it was when they start showing the replay of the Harriel handball, it was clearly a handball. So the fact that he got the yellow card and they were starting to set up for the PK, you know, for me, it was cut and dry. No questions. It's properly awarded, and the Union are very much in danger of going down a goal. And then I do remember the crowd they're chanting VAR, VAR. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, hope dies last. Just might as well cheer, and who knows what will happen. And all of a sudden the ref blows his whistle and he makes the little VAR thing. I'm like, this is really obvious. I don't see how this is going to get turned over. And then as they were, you know, we're seeing the replay that the ref is looking at, and the commentators were talking, and I heard the one guy say, oh no, there's actually, this might be called back because it's actually a handball in Pachuca. I'm like, wait, Pachuca got a handball? And then sure enough, yeah, like a couple touches before the ball even gets into the Union goal box, right? The ball's coming down, and yeah, I forget which one of our guys hit the ball, but it clearly goes off the guy. In fact, he kind of does the, you know, I don't know, Wonder Woman superhero X in front of my face as the ball comes at it and bounces right off of him. And it's like, oh, that's there. Yeah, they're going to call that back. And it's, you know, talk about serendipity. But I didn't realize that they got a card in return for that. So,
No, that's interesting, because I was not clear. It was not clear in the stands why it was called back.
Yeah.
Right.
So the fact that it was a handball in Pachuca, which essentially ended the play. So anything that happens after that is not, you know, adjudicated.
Yeah.
There's just a key word for you. yeah, that's interesting that, you know, that wasn't clear in the stands. And that's neat. Neat.
Yeah.
We did have to do about a Chris Nolan amount of rewinding to catch what had happened, or at least for my sake we did, because I was like, wait, what? Wait, who? So
move over Zapruder, make room for Chris Nolan.
Chris Nolan, that's right. But it's not surprising that it would have been hard to spot in the stadium. So thank heavens that happened, because if they had gotten the penalty, that would have been an away goal for them.
Yeah.
For Pachuca.
Yeah.
So yay for VAR in this case, and for our luck holding out for one more instance at least. So just a quick note, when they subbed Ali off in the 74th minute for Bueno, they did note that Ali has played all of the CONCACAF, I just said it wrong, CONCACAF Champions Cup matches in club history, which I thought was pretty interesting, little tidbit.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are, 0-0 going down to Mexico. I guess we'll see what happens. Always.
When is the next game? Next week?
A week from yesterday. So that's the 12th.
Well, so, I mean, so long as the Union get any goals, a tie or a win will win it for them.
Yeah. Yep. So fingers crossed. So just generally, I was just wondering where you guys are on the cup thing so far. I mean, we all our discussions about things running at the same time and,
Well, we're 4 legs from winning a cup. You know, they win against Pachuca and they have 3 more legs to win. I'm okay with it if they can get the rotation and keep people fresh. I just don't want to see come July, August, our starters dead because they've been playing in too many games.
I would agree. So let's either get busy winning or get busy dying. But well, speaking of that, actually, here's one thing that won't be sapping their energy, the Open Cup. So we Union has officially withdrawn or will not be participating in the Open Cup. So I read a little bit about it today. There are only 8 MLS teams participating. The Union will not be one of them because of their participation in the CONCACAF Cup. There are some other teams that won't be participating because there's apparently a Canadian cup that also happens. So all but one of the non-participating teams is in another series, and that's DC United. They're just not gonna play. They took their choice and went home. So
I don't wanna.
I'm not sure what's going on there, but yeah. So at least one less tournament to stew over. And I guess we'll see. It's a shame because I've mentioned my fondness for the Open Cup here, but I do, it's so as not to totally contradict myself, I do like if they are truly doing it to save some energy, I can't do anything but support that. I just wish, I don't know, I just like the Open Cup, but if one is more valuable than the other, who am I to say? So
It
with
does
that.
feel like the most genuine cup. You know, it's the longest continuously contested professional sports trophy in the United States. And you know, I get it. There's probably not as much money. There's not as much panache or you know gravitas around the U.S. Open Cup. But yeah, I agree with you, Christy, that that would be one that I would consider to go after. But I get that the others are, from a club standpoint, probably more attractive.
Yeah, agreed.
I
I
agree.
w I would rather Open Cup over Leagues Cup, but that's what we can talk about that later. So, had a couple team birthdays. Just went past Leon Flocks on the 28th and Gazdags on the 2nd of March. So happy
Yay.
birthday, fellas. And also apparently Ura is expecting his second child, or he
That's
isn't.
awesome.
His significant other is.
I
So
was
wondering
wondering what
part of
that. His goal celebration, right? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
that was apparently he was sucking his thumb. I never understand that because I don't think that's always what it means. But I guess it was more fitting in his instance. So
Congratulations
but
to him.
that's right. And happy 51st episode to us. So
Yay!
last week was our 50th and we knew it, and that was sort of why we tried something new, and then that went
It
sideways.
didn't work out.
So here we are. Thanks for if you've dipping in and out, if you're trying us for the first time, if you've been with us quite a bit, we're happy to have you, and we hope that you will continue to listen. We're just three fans who like each other and like the Union and like to talk about it and like to tease each other every now and then. So if that
Hey,
appeals to
next
you
week,
and
does
hope it
that mean we're
does,
playing with a full deck?
yes, absolutely does. Unless you count
Until
jokers.
then, you know, we have not been playing with a full deck of cards, 52 cards in the deck.
I that
Sorry.
explains a lot. That
Eric was
explains a
looking
lot,
at me
doesn't it?
funny, and I feel like, well, there goes that joke. I'm gonna
No,
fix
I got you. I
it.
was with you. I
I know
had
you
to.
did. Thank you, Christy. That's proving which one of you is smarter or at least
Oh,
quicker.
absolutely. I'm a professional joke ruiner. But wait, why would a chicken even be crossing the road in the first place? That's bad horticulture. I don't
So
know.
if you write to us this week, maybe say happy 51st episode.
Happy
Hey,
51st.
if you think of it, or stop, you've done
Commented
enough,
on our Instagram or you know whatever social media you like to use that
Yes.
we're on.
Tell
It
us what you
counts.
think.
it counts.
50 some in. So,
you know, if you feel that we should have stopped at 50, okay, just let us know.
Yeah, they don't have to be good messages.
Well, no. I was hoping that they'd be somewhat friendly.
At least a little something.
Constructive criticism accepted.
And we do appreciate those who have over the year chimed in. So
yes, absolutely.
Thanks to everyone.
Yeah. Thank you for everyone who reaches out and says hi. We really appreciate the support.
Yep.
It means more than you know.
Yeah.
So a brief mention here of our cross sport mention of our beloved Jason Kelce, who announced his retirement since our last episode. We did talk about this earlier in January when it seemed like he had announced, but apparently he hadn't fully committed to that. Now he does, in a very tearful, I have yet to watch because I haven't had the emotional fortitude.
I came,
I know you watched.
I did watch what I could. I came in and one of the people in my office had it up on their screen on the side. And then, you know, a friend of mine had texted me, Kelce's got a press conference. So I did bring it up and listen to it while doing some work and all. And it's, it was great. I mean, first off, it was fantastic. It was everything you would have wanted from a Jason Kelce retirement announcement. It was funny. It was poignant. It had tears. It had great side jokes. It was, you know, he laughed at times. His family was all there. You know, it was just, it was about as perfect a retirement announcement as he could have made. I can't think of any way to improve it. You know, all the chats that I've been, you know, in with friends, it's like, all right, so when's he running for something in this area? You know, who's he going to be calling plays for? Or, you know, is he going to become a coach? Is he going to become a commentator? Obviously, I hope that he just takes some time to relax, enjoy his family, get himself healthy and you know, really settle in and figure out where he wants to go, because the man doesn't need the money. He's been, you know, he's a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. He's made a ton of money. He will never have to pay for food or drink here in Philadelphia again. And his family is royalty in this town.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he's earned it. Like, you know, he knew how to, he got this town as well as any athlete ever has.
I think Sons of Ben have to start working on him to become like some sort of official ambassador for us. You know, part-time ambassador.
What a great person to have too. Yeah. You know, representing you. I mean, even I mentioned my Kansas City person. I know he's even a fan. Which I appreciate. He'd be more on the Travis side of things, but
how awesome would it be if Jason Kelce like did the whole player announcement at the beginning, and you know it, go Andre Blake, your defensive lineup, you know, Kai Wagner.
As much as I love Kevin Casey, the in-stadium announcer, it would be nice just maybe for a guest spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so
and of course we'll have to do a podcast crossover with
New Heights. Yeah, I'll reach Heights, out. Exactly. I'll contact them real quick.
How much more impressive now is your picture of you and Jason in the traffic jam out after the game when you got to see him?
My stalking, running him down in traffic. Yeah, no, that was it's even that much better. It really is.
Of course, now this is going to be a challenge to get Jason Kelce to do our end of the year congratulations speech to spring on you guys.
Yeah, but that cameo would cost a heck of a lot more than Ellie Bedoya.
Yeah. Well, true, but you know, still worth just as much.
I know a few people in Delco. Maybe they know a few people in Delco, and
yeah,
we'll see what we can do. But getting back to soccer. We have upcoming, we have Seattle at Subaru Park on Saturday, the 9th. And the 9th, sorry, I wanted to say 19th, and then 9 came out really flat. So this Saturday, weekend. March 9th, Seattle at the Union. And then CONCACAF Champions Cup, as we mentioned, Union will be down in Mexico at Pachuca Stadium on Tuesday, March 12th. So, you know, the marathon continues.
I will be interested to see if we see more rotation against Seattle. I'm hoping so, and you know, uh-huh. it would be neat to see who he puts in. I expect it. I hope for it, and I hope that that's going to be the approach until they lose out of one of these cups.
Yeah. It's the lineups will be very telling. We'll see. And I am a little nervous for the Pachuca game on Tuesday, right? We're going there. In many ways, stats-wise, they outplayed us. They definitely outshot us.
We don't want possession, though. So.
But we don't want possession. That's right.
We don't want possession. So. It's all good.
The lineup will be telling. So I'm curious to see.
Okay. Well, I think that does it for this week. We got to get Paul out the door. So our website is
the Spice Must Flow.
Oh, Lord.
Long live the fighters.
Man, you're going to be mesmerized by those blue eyes. Our website is amorphillyunion.com. Email pod@amorphillyunion.com. Twitter is amorphillyu. All other platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, amorphillyunion. We have our super crazy Spotify playlist. Check it out. And that is also under amorphillyunion. That's not at all confusing. But look for the one with the musical notes.
At least
that's
we're
what
consistent.
You want. Yeah. Well, no, it's fine. You can do it. It's no problem. You guys are smart.
We believe in you.
Yeah. And you can get our podcast wherever you get yours. Still Google for one more month or so. And then Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you name it, we're there. And as always, thank you for tuning in to our 51st episode of Amorphilly Union. We are your hosts. I'm C.
I'm E.
And I'm Paul.
Go Union!
I'm making fun of Paul for going to see Dune.
You're just jealous. It's 4DX. It's going to be freaking awesome.
Get to see those blue eyes real big. Save it for the pod, Paul.